and the Furies prosecuting on the grounds that what possible excuse could there be for anyone under any circumstances to murder their mother? What you have here is, and this is quite explicit, Aeschylus says this very nearly in so many words, a conflict between two visions of the gods and two visions of the way the world works. It's familiar to us actually now to some extent from feminist theory. On the one hand, the Furies quite clearly say, we are old goddesses. We serve the mother, Mother Earth. We serve blood, the family, to which men are irrelevant. Certainly husbands are irrelevant. Who knows who one's father is, but everyone knows who one's mother is. That is the bottom line. Matriarchal, family-oriented, as opposed to the sky gods, young gods like Apollo, who support patriarchy, who support marriage as opposed to blood family, on the grounds that marriage unites various clans or tribes. Marriage builds up a wider political society as opposed to a clan. Irreconcilable. They come to Athens and submit the case to Athena, the patron goddess of Athens, and also, by myth, a goddess born from the head of Zeus, a goddess who is, in that sense, a materialized or divinized male thought, but nonetheless female, but very interestingly crossed or androgynous in her putatively female gender. What she does in this play to reconcile the seemingly irreconcilable conflict between Clytemnestra and Agamemnon, between the Furies and Apollo, is submit the case not to nomos, not to custom, but to law. According to the play, this is the first trial which has ever taken place. And it takes place on the Areopagus, where Athenian trials in Aeschylus's day still took place. The cases are presented. The jurors vote, and it's a tie. And Athena casts the deciding vote in favor of Orestes, the vote to acquit. On one hand, setting the Athenian precedent that in a tie case, it's always acquittal. And on the other, establishing the primacy of law, Pytho, to use her word for it, persuasion and discussion over blood revenge. The Furies, however, are furious. They feel that their role in society has been usurped, and in the play they threaten Athens with plague, with destruction. Athena uses persuasion, though, to tell them that, in fact, their place in the new Athens is honored, because law needs teeth, because you can't have law without enforcement. And it is that enforcement that makes the law work, and hence the Furies have an honored place in the new world of law, which is emerging, in the new balance, which is emerging. The Furies are persuaded. They switch, reverse their hideous cloaks, black on the outside to a rich red on the inside, and they're renamed with the name of the play, the Eumenides, the kindly ones, as opposed to the Furies. And then, in the concluding action of the play, the Furies, the gods, the Athenian jurors who make up the chorus of the play, all of them together march off stage in a procession which resembles and is meant to resemble the great celebratory procession which was annually made at Athens at the Pan Athenaic, the All Athens Festival, in honor of Athena, and at least symbolically, if not in fact, the audience joins.